Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help businesses? I'm eager to learn.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? And while we're at it, what would you like to know about our voice AI services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary. I don't have direct access to specific client lists, so I can't say for sure if I've heard about your company from others. But I'm really interested in learning more about what you do and how your voice AI might help businesses like Vector Solutions. Could you tell me a bit about your key features?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. Lead generation and revenue growth are always top priorities, right? I'd say one big challenge is reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging without sounding robotic or pushy. That's where a human-level AI like yours sounds really promising. How exactly does your AI handle conversations to keep them so natural?
Tell me more about reaching prospects in a way that feels natural and engaging.
Sure thing. Well, reaching prospects naturally means having conversations that sound like real people talking, not scripted or robotic. Your AI needs to understand context, respond with the right tone, and adapt to how the person is speaking. It's about making the interaction feel personal and smooth, so prospects actually want to keep talking. Does your AI use any special techniques to achieve that?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If your AI really delivered beyond expectations in a year, I'd imagine seeing a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, like conversations that feel genuinely human, boosting engagement and conversion rates, plus freeing up my team's time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads. That kind of impact would definitely make me want to sign up. What kind of support do you offer to help clients get there?
What do you mean by freeing up your team's time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, chasing leads can be super time-consuming and sometimes frustrating. Lots of calls that don't go anywhere. If your AI can handle those initial conversations smoothly, my team can spend more time on the leads that are actually interested and ready to buy. That means better productivity, less burnout, and ultimately more closed deals. It's all about working smarter, not harder. Does that align with what your AI aims to do?
Tell me more about working smarter, not harder.
Absolutely. Working smarter, not harder, means using tools like AI to automate repetitive or time-consuming tasks like initial outreach and qualifying leads so your team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing sales. It's about maximizing efficiency without sacrificing quality. With AI handling the groundwork, your salespeople get to spend their energy where it really counts. How does your AI balance automation with keeping conversations genuinely human?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming the team. It's tough to keep every conversation feeling tailored and natural when you're reaching hundreds or thousands of prospects. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently can be tricky. That's why an AI that can handle those nuances and keep things human would be a game changer. How does your AI tackle scaling while maintaining that personal touch?
What are all the ways scaling, personalized outreach, and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Oh, great question. Scaling personalized outreach without the right tools can lead to inconsistent messaging, missed opportunities, and a lot of wasted time. Managing follow-ups manually means some leads slip through the cracks, which directly impacts revenue. Plus, the team can get overwhelmed, leading to burnout and lower morale. So these challenges slow growth and make it harder to hit targets. Does your AI offer features to specifically address these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how inconsistent messaging and missed opportunities are impacting your revenue?
Absolutely. Inconsistent messaging can confuse or even turn off prospects because they don't get a clear, trustworthy impression of the brand. that inconsistency makes it harder to build rapport and trust, which are key to closing deals. Missed opportunities happen when leads aren't followed up with promptly or at all, meaning potential sales just slip away. Both issues directly reduce conversion rates and ultimately revenue. So having a reliable, consistent way to engage every lead is crucial. How does your AI ensure consistency and timely follow-up?